Hi, guys. Welcome to the Be the Captain of Your Own Ship podcast. I'm your host, Captain Grizz. Today's episode is brought to you by Big and Horny Gymwear. Check out their link in the description below to see their collection of activewear for the strong, confident man. So without any further delay, let's get going and unfuck your life. Hey, does your relationship suck? Did your girl cheat on you or you broke? Does your job suck? I'm here to tell you that no matter what the issue is, it's making your life miserable. The good news and the bad news are both the same. It's all your fault. Now, I know you're asking, how can that be good news? Well, it's good news because if you cause it, then you can fix it. It's time to be accountable for whatever situation you're in and start blaming other people. It's time to stop the victim mentality because victims are powerless. Things happen to victims. You're not the victim. You're the descendant of kings. You're the byproduct of millions and millions of years of strong male humanoids who survived saber-toothed lion attacks, famine, flood, disease, and heartbreak. You're the genetic soup created by those strong enough to find, attract, and fuck a desirable mate. That's just not me pumping you up. That's science. So whatever situation you're in because you've allowed it to happen. Day by day, decision by decision, your life is eroded into whatever mess it is right now because you let it. Maybe you let yourself go. You got fat. You got weak. Maybe you sat on the couch rather than putting effort into whatever great money-making idea you had. Maybe you half-assed at work, let someone else get the promotion, the status, the money that you think you deserve. All those bad decisions have left you where you are right now, single and alone, or worse yet, with a relationship that makes you miserable. Now, you know you didn't get in this mess overnight, and you know you're not going to get out of it overnight either. So what I'm here to do is lay out a step-by-step, time-proven, science-based plan to turn your relationship and life around so that you can be the man that you're T-Rex killing, ocean voyaging, continent discovering, society building ancestors would be very proud of. Okay, so we got step one on the table. You're going to admit that everything is your fault. Even if it isn't, it is. You got it? You're not going to whine. You're not going to cry. And you're not going to complain. You're going to harden the fuck up and set out to fix your life. You're going to be a man of action, not a man of words. You're not going to tell anybody what you're up to, not your friends, not your dog, and especially not the woman in your life. Anybody can talk, but not everybody can do. We're going to make you a man who does. In short, you're going to shut the fuck up. All right, here's step two. I want you to go get your testosterone checked. There's men's clinics everywhere. You can't turn on a sports station on the radio without being inundated with advertisements for men's clinics. If there aren't any in your area, you can find them online. But the reality is testosterone is what separates men from women. And without enough testosterone, you just can't be the man you're supposed to be. Once we hit 30, the testosterone begins to decline and sources of estrogen in our environment, like soybeans and plastic, actually increase our estrogen, making us more women than men. In fact, this actually might be the one thing that's not your fault, but it is now because I told you about it. So I want you to listen to all these podcasts. I want you to absorb all these episodes. But the reality is that getting your testosterone back to a healthy level is probably going to be enough to fix most of your problems. When I first got my testosterone checked, I had 120 nanograms of testosterone per deciliter of my blood. Now, a healthy range for men is at least 300, even though that's far from optimal. The average woman has around 70, so I was actually hormonally closer to being a woman than I was a man. No wonder I was miserable all the time. No wonder I was always groggy. No wonder I didn't have any motivation. And it's really no wonder I never got laid. So the clinic that I went to started giving me weekly injections in my arm, and almost immediately I started feeling a little bit better. But by week five, I was a totally different man. Here's the best way I can describe it. Like, you know that feeling you get when you hear the opening riff of a really kick-ass song? Like maybe the beginning of Welcome to the Jungle? Well, that's how it feels to have the right amount of testosterone in your body. I can't say it enough. Get this shit tested. My sex life turned around immediately too, which is probably the best part of all. I went from maybe getting laid once a month to having claw marks in my neck and arms. I had a gigantic bite mark on my chest, and my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, was equally scarred. Confidence was higher. My dick was bigger and harder. My don't give a fuck muscles were absolutely primed. I just started radiating confidence. It made me sexually aggressive, Before, I was the king of the back massages. I'd start at a girl's shoulder, and over the course of 15 minutes, I'd slowly and slowly work my way close to her ass. And if she so much as sighed or maybe started to roll over, I just give up and move on. But once the testosterone kicked in, there was no resistance. If it was token at best. And I was really too busy turning my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, on that I didn't even notice. But the biggest difference of all is just that my confidence came back. And guys, confidence is everything. So that's it for lesson one. Here are the steps that you're going to take. Number one, you're going to admit that it's your fault, that your life is the way it is, and you're going to take the action to fix it. Number two, you're going to find out how much testosterone you have pulsing through your veins, and you're going to find a doctor to get it up where it's supposed to be. All right, that about does it for the first lesson. The main thing is I want you to be successful turning your life and your relationships around. The best way for you to do that is going to be to find someone to hold you accountable and keep you on track. Now, you could confide in a friend, but the truth is they're not going to be honest with you. They're going to be afraid of hurting your feelings. And in the course of you guys discussing things, they may say things about your woman that damages your friendship going forward. It's best to kind of hire someone who doesn't know all the people involved. If you hire a relationship coach, you're going to be just that much more motivated because you're financially investing in your progress. You have some skin in the game, so to speak. Some online relationship gurus charge as much as $1,000 for their services. If you feel like you'll be more effective at that rate, then I'd be more than happy to take it. But I charge a much smaller amount than that. And if you're interested in learning more, please email me at coach@bethecaptainofyourship, one long word. That's coach@bethecaptainofyourship.com. Thanks for listening and good luck.